Three federal government ministers have escaped contempt of court charges after apologising for criticising the judiciary. Greg Hunt, Alan Tudge and Michael Sukkar all criticised the Victorian judiciary for being soft on sentencing terrorists. The trio issued an unreserved apology for their comments through their barrister today. They say it was never their intention to influence the court and they are sorry for putting the court in an embarrassing position. The Victorian Court of Appeal has ruled it will not charge the ministers with contempt of court after hearing their apology. Ross Cameron is a former MP and Sky News commentator, host of the Outsiders program Sunday morning on Sky. With his take on this issue, he's on the line. Ross Cameron, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Mate, where have we got to when people who are essentially community representatives, being politicians, are not allowed to talk about decisions made by the courts?
Well, this is a challenge, and obviously I don't want to expose you, 2GB, or me, you know, to the risk of getting in the same sort of pickle that the three ministers got into. The problem for citizens, Ben, in my opinion, is that we appoint judges for life, and that is part of the assurance of independence that judges and the judiciary get, is that they can't be sacked except really by an extraordinary sitting of Parliament. And that's meant to give them life tenure and security so they won't be influenced by, you know, day-to-day events, politics, whatever. The problem for citizens is what happens if the judiciary drifts away from community standards of justice and community standards about safety. And I think there is that we can put the details of this case to one side and say, well, what do you do if people in Victoria, normal people I know, are going out and buying guns because they are living in fear of the apex gangs and other forms of violence? The city of Melbourne is becoming an unsafe place, and citizens say, who takes responsibility for that result?
You know what's interesting about this as well, Ross Cameron, is that one of the cases that these politicians were commenting on, we've got a development on that today. Two men who plotted terrorist attacks in Melbourne, they've had their sentences increased after a court ruled that they got off lightly. So one was a teenager who was originally sentenced to 5 years jail for building a bomb and planning to detonate it on a train on a way to a Mother's Day fun run. The other was a 20-year-old man who was jailed for 7.5 years for plotting to run down and behead a police officer on Anzac Day. Prosecutors appealed the sentences, arguing that they were manifestly inadequate. Today, the Court of Appeal has agreed, adding 3 years to both sentences. So the teen will now spend at least 8 years behind bars. The 20-year-old will spend at least 10 years in jail. In other words, Ross, the MPs, the ministers, were right. The original sentences were too soft.
Well, that sounds right to me, Ben. And I just think, I was watching this situation, I thought, well, I hope they can find a way to resolve this, and I respect the fact. People say it's embarrassing for the ministers. I think the ministers have kind of fallen on their swords in quite an honourable way here. But I just think if we were to have a real showdown between Main Street Australia and, you know, the judiciary of New South Wales and Victoria, if it really came to a showdown, I suspect I know whose side I would rather be on. And this is a problem for Australia, is that if we wind up feeling where the citizens no longer feel that judges represent their interests, who pay their salaries, you know, I mean, this is the whole idea of the common law, Ben, is that the law should grow out of the experience of the common people. Mm. Judges should be responsive to these ancient common sense understanding of justice. And you talk about, we've got McDonald, the former minister in the New South Wales government, who did a dodgy deal for his mate Maitland, the union official. He got 10 years. Mm. And you're saying, here's a boy who sat down and planned a terrorist attack against police, and his sentence has just been increased to give him 8 years.
Ross, I know you'll be discussing this on Outsiders on Sunday morning. We'll see you on Sky News then. Thanks for coming on and giving your point of view.
Thanks, Ben.
Ross Cameron, the former Liberal MP and now host of Outsiders on Sky News, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. on Sky News. You can watch him there. I think he's right. I think we've now proven the point. The point has been proven that these sentences were light because they've now been increased on appeal. So in other words, the three MPs, Greg Hunt, Alan Tudge and Michael Sukkar, who today have been forced to apologise to save their backsides, shouldn't have had to have apologise because they were right. And the courts have now acknowledged that they were right.